Okay, my friends, here we go. We're gonna fang on, fang on, fang. We're gonna start again from the beginning with Siyat Dishmaya. Or Larbasar, which is, we're gonna see what Or Larbasar means. It's actually, it might be a machlek is what it means. Or Larbasar, boivkines a chomets lor aner. You search the chomets. We made diukim, search the chomets, you search the house. Boivkines a chomets, it should say boivkines a bias. Lor aner, by the light of a candle. Komakom shemachnizum a chomets, ain't tzorach bedika. Any place where you don't bring chomets doesn't need bedika. We're gonna get back to that too. So what do they say? What are they talking about? The answer is Makom Shemachnisum Bechametz. V'shamim Beishuas Al Pnei Kol Amartiv. It's Omrim Shteishuas Achitzon Shein Elyon. It says Rashi Orla Arbasar Gar Sinon. Rashi apparently had other girsas that he didn't like. Rashi was gebadert by other girsas. There are other girsas. So the Sefer Rosh Yosef, which is the Pri Megadim, in his classic work on Psachim, the Arish Yosef says the girsa that Rashi is trying to avoid is li'or arbasar. There's a girsa of or li'arbasar and li'or arbasar, and Rashi doesn't like that because that would have been a deceptive or would have been inaccurate. It would have told you something other than the truth.
Which one doesn't he like?
He doesn't like li'or arbasar. That's the way that the Rosh Yosef understands what Rashi's doing. He's saying the gear says, or le'ar.